June 5, 1938. The sign of whether the creature lives in the divine will is in feeling its life within herself, its operating act, which is the greatest gift ever given to the creature. Centralization of God in the creature and of the creature in God. I continue my flight in the divine will and I feel its desire to breathe, palpitate, move and think in me. It seems to be putting aside its immensity, its height, depth and power to become smaller in me, to do what I do. It seems to delight in lowering itself to my level, breathing as I do, palpitating and moving in my motion, but still keeping its immensity and power that it invests and surrounds everything outside of me. Therefore, while my mind wanted to enjoy the divine will inside of me, it also wanted to go outside to travel all over its immensity, power, height and depth. I could find no frontiers. Nothing other than abyss of light, with no bottom and no height, completely boundless. While my mind was getting lost, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, my little daughter of my volition, my will invests and involves everything and everyone. It possesses all in its womb of light and nothing can escape it. All live in it, although they do not recognize it as source of life, motion, step, warmth and even breath. We can say that every creature lives in our will as though in our house. We give her what she needs, we feed her with paternal tenderness, but she doesn't recognize us. Many times she attributes to herself what we are actually doing. She even reaches the point of offending the one who's giving her life and preserving her. We can say that we keep many enemies in our house who live at our expense, stealing our goods. Our love is such that it forces us to give them life, to feed them as if they were our friends. How painful it is that our will serves as residence for those who do not recognize us, and who offend us. They stay in it by right of creation, because of our immensity. If they didn't want to be in our will, there would still be no other place for them, since our will is everywhere in heaven and on earth. Now, in order for the creature to claim that she lives in our will, she must want it and recognize it, because by wanting it she feels that everything is will of God for her, and by recognizing it she feels our operating act over her. This is living in my will, feeling our operating power inside and outside of herself, and operating together with it. If she feels we love, she loves together with us. If we want to make ourselves more known, she is all attentive to listen and receive with love the new life of our knowledge. In sum, she feels our operating life and she wants to do and does whatever we do, following us in everything. This is living in our will, feeling our life that gives life to her, feeling our operating act moving, breathing, working in her being. These are our celestial inhabitants, the glory in our house. We live as children and Father. All that is ours is theirs, but they do indeed recognize it. They are not blind thieves who have no eyes to look at our light, or ears to listen to our paternal attentions, and who do not feel our operating act over them. On the contrary, those who live in our will feel through our operating act, and this is the greatest gift that we can give to the creature. Therefore, be attentive. Recognize that your life comes from us, that we give you all, breathing and motion, to live together with you. After this, I kept thinking of the great wonders of the divine will, how many surprises, how many unheard of prodigies that only the divine fiat could do. Then my always adorable Jesus, coming back, added, my blessed daughter, I did the creation and all the creatures to form my delights in them. To express from our Supreme Being the excesses of our love and the marvelous power of our works. If we delighted so much in creating so many different things in the order of creation, having to serve man, we delighted even more in doing unheard of prodigies, works never before considered, enrapturing beauties for the one who had to serve us, man, the prime act of creation. We were to be always so delighted in him as to keep us always busy, doing as many things as we could for him. He, on the other side, was supposed to remain always with us, to love us and let himself be loved, receiving the great wonders of our works. It was his escape from our will that stopped our delights and the course of the works that, with so much love, we wanted to do for man. But what we established has to be accomplished. This is why we come back fighting, calling the creatures to live in our will, to let all that has been decreed and established be punctually accomplished. Now, you must know that as the soul does her acts in our will, our love is such that we centralize our supreme being in her, together with all our works. Oh! What delights and joys we feel, in seeing our dominating majesty in her surrounded by all our works. The angels and saints pour into her, to honor their Creator, because everybody runs where God is and wants their place of honor around us. But while everything is centralized in her, an even greater wonder occurs. The creature is centralized in everybody, she reaches the center of each created thing. Our will loves her so much that it multiplies her and gives her a place wherever it is, keeping her close in all its works. We just can't stay without this creature who lives in our will. We would have to split our will in two, but our will cannot be divided. It is always one, and one single act. Furthermore, if we put aside one who lives in our will, our own love would wage a war against us. Rather, the reason for which we want her to live in our will is that we want her with us to show her our works, to make her feel the heartbeats and the notes of our love. From afar our works cannot be known and our love cannot be felt. So we need to be with her to love each other, to know each other and to work. Otherwise the creature goes on her own way and we on ours, remaining deprived of our delights and of the freedom to do what we want in absolute pain. Therefore, be attentive, live always in our will if you want us to live in you and you within us.